Work never really stops on the McLean Stadium. While a lot of the crew is in a makeshift mess hall praying their number will come up in a raffle for Mavs tickets, just outside, concrete's still getting poured, cranes are swinging, and the rest of the crew is on the job. The final truss dangles from a crane outside the stadium. On top of it, it's got an American flag, a Texas flag, and what looks like the tree from a Charlie Brown Christmas. The crew is taking turns signing the steel beam, an old tradition in building construction. Frank Fuentes is part of the crew. This is his first job working on a building, and he's pretty excited about the stadium.
I think it's got to be a big thing, because, come on, this is Baylor. You know what I mean? This is actually history.
Topping out doesn't mean the project's done. It's more of a symbolic milestone. Parts of the stadium structure still need to be finished, so the crew can start working on the interior. Most of the stadium is still pretty skeletal. But senior superintendent of the project, Jeff Horn, says the $260 million project has come a long way.
Just a year ago at this time, we didn't have anything vertical out of the ground. We were just doing foundations and auger cast piles, and now we're setting the last truss. A lot of work in place, obviously, on the stadium. We got glass in, we got the roof on the press box. Walls are being finished out, tape embedded, we get paint on the walls. So a lot of that's happened in less than a year. All that work's been put in place.
Weather from early January's polar vortex and this week's cold snap threatened to slow the project down, but Horn says working more nights and weekends is keeping it on track.
Yes, it's always a challenge. Like, you know, today we wanted to set the beam and we couldn't because it was too windy, so it's too dangerous to do that. So things like that happen, and then you got to work around them. So right now we've been working 6 and 7 days a week.
As for the tree, senior project manager Jim Healy says it's a building construction tradition, and there's a lot of different ideas of how it started.
Yeah, another theory is you don't build anything taller than what God can build, and so it's a God's creation that you put on top at the topping out, so that's God's creation is higher than whatever you build.
The stadium is still scheduled to open in August. Baylor's also hoping to have the new track facility built by then. The foundation for the adjacent Alumni Event Center will be down by then, but construction will be suspended during next year's football season. For KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.